Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
PJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
It's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. We are returned for another Big Facts Extra.
Yeah.
Everybody talk that shit. What's up, family? Everybody good? Bank look like he's straight out the gym, looking like an Olympian.
Looking like a ninnack.
Fucking lying.
Around.
That's a different kind.
Y'all crazy as fuck.
What the fuck is wrong with this nigga, man?
We salute y'all fucking with this Big Fact Extra shit, man. Subscribe, spread this shit, you know what I'm saying? Audio exclusives. Now, we was talking offline about just the it factor. So, like, it don't matter if you're doing music, if you're doing sports, if you are a model.
Cookies.
OnlyFans model, baking cookies, baking whatever. What is the it factor that just makes somebody it? Because we don't see people try to do shit for a long time. Might be kind of talented, but it's like people don't gravitate towards
them. Something missing.
Something is missing. Like, and sometimes people be asking, not even just the person, like, then why so and so ain't made it doing what they doing yet? Like, I fuck with so and so. But what is the it fact? What is the it part of it that just makes it it?
I feel like, in my opinion, one major part of the it factor is you believing that you are it.
I got to debate with you about that, because what you believe?
No, because it's like if you
yeah, what if you think you it, but you ain't it?
No, listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
I hate to always use him as an example, but take Tip for instance. Tip told the world before anything, like, I'm the king.
But look, Tip was already it though. You was already the nigga, spontaneous nigga that everybody already knew, like that Tip.
Yeah, but that's
you can think you it and never be it too though. Yeah.
But you can most definitely manifest the it.
No, but you gotta have something to work, have something to go off of.
I'm saying
I'm it because I already had all the little bitches. I already been a little fly nigga. I already been doing shit. I already been him. So by the time I started doing something else, I'm gonna already put myself at the highest level because I've been the highest level on the lower level. You get what I'm saying? I already been the nigga with the shoes on at school and the nigga. The bitches playing hide and go get. I already been that. Yeah. All the way up. So I start rapping. I'm going to say I'm the king. Because I already been it. But a nigga that just started rapping ain't never had nothing, never did nothing, never had no type of personality, no spunk, no nothing. He can't. He could think he it and it still won't just be it.
So basically, before you can consider yourself it, you have to play tag first.
Nah, before you consider yourself, you know it. But get what? I'm gonna keep it all the way real, so it won't sound like we just, you know. I feel like everybody it in something.
Yeah, you got to find
your it is.
Yeah, everybody exactly. Got that it factor to something. Like everybody ain't gonna be it in music. Everybody ain't gonna be it in fashion or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for some reason, we want to do what everybody else do. So that's what it is. Like if Jay got there rapping, she do a hit. I've been around her all my life. If she can do it, I can do it. Sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you can't. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what niggas got to know. Like. Everybody gotta know that, like, just cause she can goddamn make cupcakes, don't mean I know how to make no same.
But you think people in crews do that because that's just the hustle. They came from the streets, all doing the same thing.
Facts,
yeah.
But this rap shit, the hustle. Put your album out, bro. I'm gonna put it out for you and get you a little check. But
I feel like when it comes to like rap and shit like that, I can't really say about anything else. But when it comes to niggas in the street and rapping. Rap is almost like an assembly line, like you said. Like when one nigga makes it. He feels like, or the crew feels like, okay, if he made it, then, you know what I'm saying, we all rapping about the same shit, we all saw the same shit, we all came up on the same shit. So I'm going to speak in my language about the shit that I saw coming up, and then I'm going to be on too. And then the third in command is going to be on too, and then the nigga that's on the other side of the nigga, like, I feel like I can do it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an assembly line. Like, all they have to do is package the shit and put it out because Big Homie made it. Or whoever made it. You see what I'm saying?
Ain't that kind of fucked up? Because that shit don't work if... That shit don't work like in the actor-actress game. That shit damn sure don't work in sports. Like, you can't, like... Do you think that's the reason why it's so much subpar shit out there in music? Because you can just grab your partner and get them a deal based off of who you are.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, a nigga still gonna have to goddamn make that shit do what it do. But you gonna still have to goddamn stand up to that deal. Now, you can get get you a deal, but you don't do nothing, you ain't did nothing. Okay. But the thing about it is, it really can be a similar line. If it was a team effort, like, okay, get in nigga that hook. Like, how they were doing with, I don't know how the shit went with Fit and Game and all that shit. Like, how them niggas were dropping, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas, everybody in the studio helping each other with the album, you know what I'm saying? And then, all you got to do is know how to rap a little bit. And have that it factor.
And get a writer.
Yeah, Game with West Coast, that it fact. He already probably knew how to rap, you know what I'm saying? But I got this stamp with the G unit with Dr. Dre, goddamn 50 Cent on the hooks and shit. This shit it. But if you was a nigga that didn't have a look and you know, and you couldn't pull it off.
Yeah.
Some niggas can't pull it off. Like you can put a nigga in position, he can't pull it off. But what niggas fail to realize is, okay, Scream might have the it factor as the rapper. Jay might have the it factor as the manager. I might have an it factor as a writer. All together, we it. It's ego and goddamn niggas want that light.
Niggas want
to be the star.
Yeah. Niggas want to hold that microphone in their hand.
Yeah.
Want to be the star.
Yeah.
Like, you know how many niggas behind the scene getting more money than the artist?
Most. Most.
Saying, because you could do this same shit. Now, you really can start a similar line. Okay, I know what worked. I can run goddamn 10, 15, 20 artists through this same line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I feel like you know when you got that it in something. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I feel like if it don't come natural to you, you can practice at sports and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you ever seen a nigga just because he tall don't mean he got them Nikembe.
Right.
Yeah, you know just because he's big, he's not fucking Michael Irvin.
Exactly. Julius Irvin. Or Michael Irvin, too. Football.
Yeah, big ass. Yeah. Yeah, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all better quit trying me, bro.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, like she said, just because you look like that's what you're supposed to do don't mean that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because a nigga look like a rapper, but ain't the music ain't hit no shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's the fine line between a person? How does a person accept that they ain't it when the other side is really told can't. Like don't?
Well, a lot
don't,
of people, it's
don't,
hard.
Don't give up. Everybody telling you don't give up, chase your dream, all that shit.
But on the flip side of that, I've seen some shit that one hit turn out to be it. Like, let's be real now.
But what made it?
Shit, practice and goddamn dedication.
Or did what is considered it change, like, in the culture? Like,
thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Like, you might have been on some shit that niggas just wasn't fucking with at that time. Maybe some rappity
y'all
shit.
Y'all couldn't tell me goddamn.
Rappity?
Trinidad James was it.
He was it at the time.
That's what I'm saying. It now still. He's a star.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, how he came so different. A nigga couldn't see that in the studio that was it. Until it came out and was it, right? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, I mean, nigga looking like, boy, I ain't get mine and I ain't.
But I'm willing to bet you that when Nick was in the studio, that what he knew he was it. And he fucking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Pushed through past anybody that doubted him.
Yeah, for sure.
And that perseverance made him the fucking.
But everybody.
Nigga.
Everybody got to turn the mic on and feel like they it. Like, you don't go in a booth and be like, yeah, I'm some bullshit. All right, let me go down, see if it did. You got to.
What do you do, though?
What, does it work? Do it work that way?
I don't know. I'm saying, I don't know. Like, I feel like some niggas go in that motherfucker with less effort. Like, I ain't really no rapper, but I know how to put words together. I know it sound good. I'm going to make this shit it. You got some niggas that do that, too.
But they still feel like it's it.
And it do be.
Yeah, it come together as it.
Like the first nigga, like, remember all them niggas, everybody was rapping and shit. Remember Stunner came out, we ain't rapping, we game spitting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas just spin game on tracks.
Yeah.
So if we were going off wet rappers, them niggas wouldn't have been it. Him, not him. Lil Wayne and Juvie and the rappers was. Him and Man and Fred was spin game on tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
made that shit turn to some hard ass beats.
I think deep down, like, whatever, like
they was
still,
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So well, no matter what, if when you got that it fact, no matter what you do, it's gonna be it.
So what?
Go ahead.
What make a podcast it? Because we here and we here because we feel like this is it. And people fucking with us, right?
Feel like this shit ain't shit.
No, there's always gonna be even with the biggest music. You can win a Grammy and some people be like, that shit whack. I do that shit. I be like, that shit can have a Grammy. It's still whack to me.
I feel like the host's perspectives is what makes the podcast it.
I feel like what make it is if you're not in the negative.
Back to the numbers.
Numbers gonna tell you if it's it or not.
So damn, if you get 500 plays on some music, that's still ain't considered it.
What you mean?
If you get 500 plays.
If you got zero the first time, then you get 500, then next time you get 750. Yeah, that's it. Because it's positive numbers.
It's motion. Mm,
okay. If it keep going up, now if you get 500 the next time, you get 300 the next time, you get 200, it ain't it.
Yeah, okay.
But if you get 500 the next time, you get 650.
Yeah.
Then you get 830.
Then you have some motion.
Then you get like 1,200.
Because it's a plus, right?
It's a steady incline.
I can't argue with that.
But is it a slow it? But see, at the end of the day, some niggas got to take the hard way.
No. Nobody should ever give up on their passion and their dream.
Bro, you should give up if you see that shit. You see that shit ain't doing nothing.
But what if it become it? You just said that.
What you mean?
What if it become it?
I'm saying, like, once you put it out, right?
What? Go ahead.
If I put out a song, right? And this shit do nothing. Zero views.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. No, we ain't gonna lay down the first time. I mean, shit, put out another one. Mm-hmm. Shit do negative zero. Mm-hmm. Put out another one, and it don't do nothing again. Mm-hmm. When do you, like, will you keep swinging for the fence?
But then, as soon as you let up and step back off of it, let's say you got a sound or you talking about a certain type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, nah.
As soon as you give up, another nigga do it, and he might be it and take off.
I feel like if you do it every time you go back in there and you do something different to try to, not even something different, you trying to perfect your craft. You know what I'm saying? But if you try to do the same thing, like forcing the wheel to change, it ain't gonna work.
Yeah, definitely.
Me personally. They say trying to do the same thing, expecting different results is what?
Insanity.
Most of the time, niggas be delusional too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear shit. You can hear some shit. you get what I'm saying?
Ain't you supposed to be delusional a little bit though? As a creator, I'm talking about creators, because I don't say with a lot of creators, sometimes they just be delusional, but sometimes that shit.
It don't really be delusional. It be delusional to you. I'm saying it sounds crazy to you because we're artists, right?
Right.
But that ain't delusional. Delusional is thinking something that's not.
Not to good, me. Good.
No, like, thinking something that's just not, like, but that's not it.
Yeah.
Right.
Damn.
Nah, but at the end of the day, you're making me think different, though, when you just said that scream, because at the end of the day, art is your own, though.
Beautiful to you.
Yeah, art is your own, though. And then it might take them time to catch up to you, so I can't tell no nigga they it or not.
Yeah, you can't. You don't tell some niggas
that. I'm saying, we all it ain't it to me.
We didn't say that. We say, bro, that ain't it.
That doo-doo. But I'm saying, it still is opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I done said some shit with doo-doo and that shit goddamn selling.
Yeah, don't listen to me. But you ask my opinion, I'm going to give you my opinion. Don't listen to me if you don't want to, though.
Yeah, but nah.
Because it could work and be it.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
What about like women and shit, like women who trying to do, I guess, like, I won't say OnlyFans, but I guess models or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you know when you it? How do you know when you're this person, and how do you know when you're not it?
Like, see, that modeling shit is kind of weird, because it's model, like, it the model. Like, whether or not you're it really depends on, if we're speaking in terms of, like, runway modeling, whether or not you're it really depends on the vision of the designer.
Definitely not runway modeling. We talk about, I guess, like, the Instagram online modeling shit.
I mean, shit, there's somebody out there for everybody.
But ain't that with everything?
Yeah, but, I mean, a bitch can sell it quicker than a nigga could with the rap shit on some OnlyFans shit.
Oh, they could take a shortcut.
Yeah.
Oh, my
neck.
Some of y'all ain't got
nothing
going on, though.
But shit, these niggas.
But you said if they
sneaking all, and paying for
if
it.
They are OnlyFans making $100,000 or $500.
Well, it's all the same. That motion.
Yeah.
I'm saying the motherfucker that ain't doing nothing, like, got them deals. Shit still ain't doing nothing. Like, click today for free and that shit ain't doing nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like the it factor is something that just can't be denied. Now, you see a nigga like, I'm going to keep it real. When I saw Baby, I knew, like, that's it. Before any jury, anything, and when they went, Marlo was like, shit, my little buddy going to be rapping too. Him. It was him, little Baby. Like, you know, you've been seeing him out, been around, but he just had that, you know what I'm saying, that's it. Like, before you can already see a nigga being who they is before, when you got that type of it factor, you can already see what you can be before you even be it. You get what I'm saying? Like, it takes, like, that what labels can see, and anybody that would, like, when nigga give you that money up front, a lot of that shit, because they already know what you're going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, some niggas get slipped through the cracks and might not look like shit, and goddamn don't get that much money up front and be it too. But some of them niggas, you can just tell, like, if he stay out of trouble and do what he need to do, he going to be big. And it don't even be about the music. It can be before you even hear the music, just the it factor of the person, like the energy, your spiritual wise, however you how you is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like your mannerism, your whole shit. Like that just that's it. You know what I'm saying? A couple niggas done came on our show and shit, like I be feeling like, oh yeah, that nigga it. You know what I'm saying? It could be a brand new nigga. Like, you know, I think most of the time we were getting like a lot of people before, like what the girl name, young girl from Memphis.
Oh, Glorilla.
Yeah, I already knew, like, she gonna be it.
Yeah, she
no matter what, like, however they, whatever music she do, it don't matter. She just got that it, that humbleness, gracefulness, this it type vibe. Like, everything is a plus. A person with that goddamn, you know what I'm saying, I can be damn near the shit, but I'm still taking everything in as a plus. That's the it factor to me.
So can you lose it?
Yeah, chasing it, you can lose it.
Chasing it, you can lose. Okay, I see what you said.
You get what I'm
chasing
saying?
Chasing it, you can lose.
Like, going outside of yourself, like, thinking you trying to be what they want you to be it, but you already it.
Yeah, you it in one particular part of the culture, but you want to be, you start changing up certain shit, trying to chase some shit that ain't it.
Exactly, just like even with the podcast shit, like, we try to goddamn, okay, we're going to sit back and just answer questions instead of just do what we do. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna try to, you know what I'm saying? Okay, now we finna elevate and start goddamn interviewing these kind of people. These folks wanna hear from the streets with us. You get what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. We need to start turning down these regular daily folks. These folks wanna hear from, they'd rather hear from a goddamn a no name brand street nigga conversation before they hear goddamn us talk about some shit with somebody probably big pop star.
Right.
They'd rather hear us talk to goddamn little Joe Jones. From goddamn such and such hood before they hear talk about, because they just want to hear authentic conversation.
Yeah.
So that's our it. You get what I'm saying? We started trying to goddamn be Dan Rathers and Diane Sawyl and goddamn Bill Bellamy, whoever. We started trying to be them type of people, and then it's going to be like, Big Fat used to be it.
Yeah, we just, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, now they chasing a different it, thinking that we gonna evolve, thinking we evolving, but we really, you know what I'm saying, shrinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I feel like you can lose that it when you're trying to evolve into something that you're not escaping what you really is that really made you it.
So look at this. This is a situation, right? I've been watching a little Wu-Tang shit. So then, like, when they came in and told old Dirty, do the Mariah shit, the Mariah Carey shit, right? He's like, I ain't doing that shit. That
but he did Old Dirty on Mariah.
He did. I'm saying eventually he warmed up. Well, really, I don't know if it was finance. Eventually he said, all right, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? But they told stories about all that shit. Like, he didn't really want to do that shit.
Because he thinking he don't want to go into the it. But the difference is he went and did the Mariah song and did him.
100%.
That's the difference. Like, when you, like, say when you see your favorite rapper on the song, the pop star, and you tell him he trying to rap pop. Instead of they came to get you to put you on this song, not the nigga you think you should be on this song, be you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Don't switch up how you're dressing in there. Pull up, do the Snoop Dogg, light your blunt, talk your shit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Be you on these folks' shit. Mm-hmm. Like you just really goddamn changing worlds, but you ain't going into their world, basically. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Only niggas can do that is actors. You know what I'm saying? You can act, you can be this person one day, then be this person next day on film. That shit don't matter. You's an actor. But if you selling yourself for this music shit, you selling what you do.
I still think, like, consistency in that lane, though, is like, boy, Denzel gonna be Denzel no matter what role he playing. You gonna get that Denzel vibe. Regardless of if he playing cop, if he playing villain, if he playing Malcolm X or whatever, he just gonna give you
right
that
about
vibe.
That. You right
see
about
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But right of course, it's acting. He could go be right whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
now when he walk around, he just on them it niggas. Mm. He walk around regularly, he still look like Denzel on the movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga still got the same bop, same, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You right.
Yeah. That's crazy. But don't lose your it. Trying to chase it.
Real shit, though.
You know what I'm saying? That's very important.
That real shit, trying to chase some shit that you already got. Yeah. You just got to be patient and keep standing your own lane and shit. Whatever for you, they going to come to you. Like, I think that's what niggas fuck up at, trying to cross over to them folks instead of letting them folks cross over to you.
Why you think they do that? You think it's purely financial?
Nah, I just think that's what we think. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We think like, shit, get that cracker money, boy. I gotta get that cracker money.
And then you prematurely jump the gun when you're not all the way ready to cross over, and then you fuck up because you're not ready to go over there, but once you get over there, then you look so awkward and crazy that you can't come back over here.
Nah, you're right about that, but I'm saying, like, when you change who you are, like, you always ready to cross over if you can cross over being you. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Ain't no such thing as being ready to cross over as long as you. Mm-hmm. Like, Savage them is crossed over. Mm-hmm. These is pop stars. Don't get it fucked up, but they being them in pop stars lane. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it ain't no different between Lil Baby and Ed Sheeran. It ain't no different. What's the difference? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These is pop stars. These is niggas at the Grammys. All these niggas is at the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the difference between Future and Kid Rock? Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Yeah, pop star is a pop star. Popular star.
Yeah, these niggas, they being the same, you know what I'm saying? But these niggas still being them. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Like, when you see a nigga start doing them big-ass shows, and then it's like, he different now. That's when I see them niggas start to lose it. You know what I'm saying? Like, start.
What you mean, big ass shows? You mean like,
you like, say, like say, for instance, I don't know. Coachella, I don't want to call no nigga name, but
Coachella.
Yeah, like when a nigga like hit a next level. Mm-hmm. Like, we all know, like, boy, shit, he just got it. Like, say, for instance, little such and such from the woo. He got a song. Everybody playing a song. He out of Atlanta now. Mm-hmm. He on BET what? Ben, he on BET what? Now he ain't going up. He going up. Mm-hmm. New chain, woo. Mm-hmm. Now he walking. Now he different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's different. He doing different shit. Like, nah, you're gonna evolve and do different shit. But I'm saying, when you evolve and do different shit, that's still you.
You still should stay true to self. But you can discover a new it. You can be it.
I don't know about that.
You can.
But
you
I'm
can
saying,
be
but you gonna still see you.
Yeah, you can discover new it's in different.
Like what though?
Like Big Bank was it in the music. Big Bank was it.
But I'm still me though, no matter what. Like, I ain't trying to goddamn.
Yeah, no, no, you're not changing.
I've changed, evolved in a different person, but I'm not trying to act like I talk like this now because on this, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
I'm just still me.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Just in a positive way.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, a nigga still a slip in and out here and there. Like, you still you. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I get it.
Like, Gucci's the most positive nigga that is, but that's still Gucci, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still Gucci.
Like, this man is with his kids, and you know what I'm saying? This nigga look immaculate. He's everything.
That a different it, though?
No. That's the same it. That's just an evolved Gucci.
It's an evolved Gucci.
He ain't trying to be goddamn. He still go up. He ain't trying to be something else because he, you know what I'm saying, he done need change.
Right.
I don't know if y'all get what I'm saying.
No, I'm following. I'm just, I guess I'm trying to, like.
He's still him. He's just polished.
Yeah, like, he ain't trying. He ain't never smoked big ass cigars and do all that shit. Like, now I'm trying to think I'm Al Capone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
That ain't me.
Right.
Right.
If that was you, then that was you. But it's like, I don't know. I'm just trying to say something to make you feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter, I feel like the niggas like that been themselves so long, no matter what they do, they still being them. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense, what I'm saying.
They embedded into
I'm just being me on a larger scale.
Yeah, I'm just being me on a larger scale. Yeah. But I'm saying, you see a nigga doing some shit, you know, that ain't you, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you evolving into. That ain't you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I knew an example to, I don't know, bro.
Example of what? Somebody that changed, that switched it up?
Yeah, like how a nigga, how now we go hiking and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That shit, to me, that's dope. That ain't me, but I'm out there still being me. We hiking in the woods. We pulling over in the woods. Might smoke us one. We bringing Bank to the woods. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I ain't in that motherfucker with the pants jacked all up in my head, goddamn, trying to do some shit like jumping in the lake and shit like I know how to swim when I don't. I ain't doing all that. That ain't me.
Yeah.
I'm just being me out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this happens, like, I'm going to tell you, prime example, when niggas get invited to that Met Gala, right? And you see a nigga trying to wear something different because they at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing Amigo that one year. Them niggas had on some shit, like, But that was the Migos.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was about when they had on that. The Mexican shit.
Yeah, but that like, yeah, that bitch y'all nigga. Y'all killed the Met Gala with the Mexican shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't going here trying to be something else. We just was us. Like, we finna kill D4 with the Migos shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see y'all doing that at the Soul Train Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it whatever, like, y'all are just being y'all regular self. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say?
I do.
You do too?
No, I get it. Again, the Met Gala is a good. The Met Gala is a great example because a lot of people.
A lot of niggas get out of character, right, trying to fit in there. Yeah.
Yes. Like you see, Kanye, he gonna pull up with a mask on still.
Yeah, that's Kanye though. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, he the master of I'm who I am.
Unapologetically myself.
Rihanna might have on some baggy jeans.
Thank you.
And a t-shirt with a spray paint on it.
Yeah.
That's Rihanna.
Niggas gonna try to get out there and go compete with Madonna. I'm finna wear the same thing Madonna might wear. Like, bro, you tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on that motherfucking.
Because Madonna ain't gonna try to wear what you wearing.
Exactly.
She ain't even gonna come to the BET. She ain't even gonna come to our shit and try to dress like she.
Nowhere where you at.
Madonna.
When you you make everything your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even matter. Like, you don't even worry about the comments type shit. Cause can't no nigga tell you ain't that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you constantly trying to seek for approval, that can make you lose your it.
Mm.
Like you imagine how many niggas you see come out like, boy, he raw, he woo woo. They start trying to be what they think the industry want them to be. Mm-hmm. Is when they lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Stay, be a smarter you.
It's when the whole time the reality is that the people is the one that got you to the industry. That was your vessel to get to the industry.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. That's what you're going to build off of that. Mm. Like, whatever them folk like in your first start in your neighborhood, whatever your neighborhood like to push you up to, yeah. Then the city start fucking with it, then the outskirts start fucking with it. Keep doing that.
Because
then the people you're going to always be able to start back over with and build something else up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you go, goddamn, okay, cool. I went from clubs to goddamn 500 seaters. Now I'm at 2,000 seaters, 15,000 seaters. Now I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're going to have to do some different shit.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
You can't be a different person, bro.
Right.
If shaking hand, kissing baby got you there, that's what it is. If fuck that ain't taking no picture got you there, that's who I am.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be tripping, but that's how I look at that shit.
That's though. Consistency. Staying consistent to who you are.
Yeah, it's like people gonna always know, like, that's him. I ain't saying be no, like, if you was a fool, stay a fool. Mm. No.
Grow,
but still get them folk what they been paying for.
Mm-hmm.
Did what I been paying for, did what I want. I don't want no motherfucker. If I go to goddamn... Salad Express and get, man, salmon and shrimp and on a spinach wrap. Ooh, baby, I don't want to try no other kind of wrap. This what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Sell me what I want. If this what I want to come in and pay for, give me that. Don't just create my own for yourself, bitch. This what I want, the spinach wrap. Don't put my shit on no
fucking
wheat wrap. I want the spinach wrap. That's what I like. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Consistency.
Soon as you, I'm telling you, even with our shit, soon as you try to do some shit to make the people feel like we need to be interviewing these type of people, we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
These folk want what they want from y'all.
Yeah, man. They want what they want. This is what they signed up for.
This is what they signed up for, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and if we do bring them type of people on our show, they have to come in our world because y'all must don't watch our show.
Yeah, facts.
That's just what it is. Like, we're not about to sit here and be... what you are.
Right.
We about to do Big Facts.
Yeah,
we about to do Scream, Jade, and Bank.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we ain't. That's the difference, bro. Yeah. That would make nigga be like, bro, yeah, like y'all trying to like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And I respect that.
Yeah. Pastor Banks strikes that's again.
That's spoken.
Nah, man. I ain't trying to be the pastor. That ain't me.
That might be it, though.
It might be it, yeah. But shit, if this is what pastoring is, me being me, then that's what it is.
What it is.
I ain't finna Atlanta.
No, hell.
Atlanta. Come on, man. Back, you a hypocrite, man.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas go ain't finna, man, but stop. Get to me where I can hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, certain people ain't gonna get, everybody ain't gonna get the same crowd, bro. You know how many people there is in the world? Like, you won't goddamn, you won't Drink Champ fans, Million Dollar River Game fans, Joe Rogan, Joe Budden. You won't all them folk people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Poor Minds, 85 South. Mm-hmm. Who else we got? 19 Keys. Who else we got? Shout some more niggas out.
Earn Your Leisure.
Yeah. All these folks in their own lane.
Yes. With no traffic.
Parlay. Shouts out to Parlay. Put Parlay in there. Shit. Yeah. Fat Nasty. Everybody, Kodak, them, y'all in y'all's own lane. Why do that? We gonna do this. That's the difference, bro. That's how you remain it, because you the only one that's that.
Yep.
If you trying to be the same shit as these folk, you can never be it, because they already done came out that.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Them folks already done showed up this.
You trying to be a clone.
Yeah, you trying to clone these four topics and man, no, bro, that ain't what we do. This is what we do,
right?
And that's what I was saying earlier. What makes us it in that respect? That's what it makes us it.
Yeah,
in our it. You know what I'm saying?
This is what we do. We doing what we do.
Exactly.
That's just what it is, bro. Whole time. We broke all that down just to say, bro, do what you do, bro. Stop watching another nigga trying to get inspired. You can get inspired off what a nigga done went in life. Like, damn, bro. I said, but stop trying to, and you can get inspiration off what niggas saying and doing, but create your own out of it.
Right.
Don't copy and paste a nigga, man.
Right. Clone, copy, paste.
Because it's going to run out.
It don't work.
Ain't nothing like being you, because you ain't going to run out of, what do you call it? Yeah, nah, but what do you call it? Content.
Content,
if you being you, you ain't gonna run out of content.
It's unlimited.
Yeah.
You know how a nigga be trying to create? Let's create something. Let's find something. Earlier we were saying what the topic gonna be. We started talking about some motion screen, like, nigga, that's the topic.
Yeah.
We just sat here trying to find content.
Still be saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, fact.
We just started talking about some shit, and then shit, that's it. Nigga, what's it? Let's talk about that. Cause we were talking about who ain't it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, just do you. You ain't gonna never run out of content. You gonna always have something to say.
It's unlimited. It's unlimited. Your thoughts, your personality. Facts. Unlimited.
Real shit.
For sure. What we doing, Jade?
Shit, what we doing, Scream?
What we doing, Jade?
How long that is?
That's good, man. Salute to everybody tapping in for Big Facts Extra. It's an extra.
Doing another one.
Hey, it's www.bigfactspod.com. Like this shit. Subscribe to this shit. Share this shit. Follow us. Do all that positive shit right there. Salute to y'all. Salute.
Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.